Welcome to Relationships with Rob. I am your host, an award-winning author, serial entrepreneur, and your virtual relationship coach. Each week, we are bringing you people who inspire me to live my best life, and we are going to take the plunge and look for clues so that we can have successful relationships too. I truly believe relationships mean the most to us, and we all have different reasons why. So let's get to the bottom of it. And if you're going through something right now, this show will help give you the tools necessary to break through your own paradigms, lead with your best foot forward, and to never, ever give up hope. Let's get it. What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of Relationships with Rob. I'm your host, and today is another solo round. Yes, this episode is another solo round, and it's because I have something to talk about. But not only that, I'm trying to get you guys used to the posting schedule. So, you know, every Mondays and Fridays are going to be interviews. Every Mondays and Wednesdays are going to be interview rounds. Fridays are going to be solo rounds, okay? And it's because I want to keep you up to date. Well, I need to keep up to date as well with any of the stuff that's going on in my life. And, you know, Fridays are those episodes where I can just get off my chest what I need to. You know, podcasting for me is pretty therapeutic. Talking into a microphone to people that I don't even know is somewhat therapeutic. And, you know, I guess it's the message behind all of that. It's not the action. It's the message. And the fact that people can either get better in life or they can choose to help somebody else get better in life by sharing it out. All right. And so that's all I ask for you guys, you know, to do to support is, you know, rate, subscribe, review, share out the podcast if it helped you or if you know it'll help someone else. All right. Even one little piece of information is gold for somebody. Don't be selfish. And with that being said, I want to get into something that I've been noticing as well in my journey, but on top of that, it's a really great topic to get out. And so during my, I guess, research into relationships and why things are the way they are, my boat started with divorce. I was wondering why there were so many men being divorced and all these other things that have been going on, and there's just so much to uncover. And where I found my heart was leading me towards is understanding where, you know, relationships could go wrong, just so that we're better prepared for, you know, our future relationships, as well as anybody listening in, if you're in a relationship, how to make those better, or, you know, how to strengthen bonds or increase sexual intimacy, things of that nature. So that is why I'm on this podcast, to talk to you guys a little bit about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I didn't make up this name. It's actually written by, it was actually created, this theory, by Dr. John Gottman of the Gottman Institute. If you guys aren't aware, they've been kind of spearheading a lot of the research being done with, you know, married couples, just other relationships in general. And they've been coming out with a lot of information as to, you know, what works, what doesn't. They're probably, you know, seeing it in the field as well, you know, as clinicians. And so I want to talk about it because it really, really, you know, they say that you can predict a person's relationship, whether or not they're going to fail or succeed, based on, you know, these four things if they do this to each other. Okay, so listen up. I think it's important. Maybe you don't bring it into your relationship, and then your future relationship, or you won't bring it into the current relationship. Okay, so the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I'm going to talk briefly about it just so that I can keep this this podcast short for today. Okay. The first one is criticism, you know, complaining that your partner is in the wrong. So there's two things about complaining, okay? there's a good complaining and there's a bad complaining. A good complaining is when your feelings obviously need to be expressed. And when negative feelings are expressed, they seem to be looked at as a complaint. And if so, then we need to understand that there's a good complaint and a bad complaint. So for men, we hold in a lot of our feelings, okay? And because we do that, our ego protects that. And what does our ego do? It blames other people. So when you're giving criticism, you know, complain about your feelings. I feel this way because of what you did here, of this situation. I feel this way because so-and-so did whatever to me, and this is how I feel. I feel unjustified. Yada, yada, yada. So when you come out like that, it's a different approach as opposed to, you made me mad. I'm angry because of you. You did this to me. It's all your fault. That type of criticism is only going to make your partner feel unworthy, invalidated, and it's just not the type of complaint that you want to be communicating to your partner. All right. So it goes without saying, disasters complain about their partner being in the wrong, pointing fingers. Masters complain about their feelings, and that's all that they can do. All right. Number two is defensiveness. It's also known as righteous indignation. Okay. It's counterintuitive. It does not help any of what is going on if there is a conflict inside of a relationship, okay? Defensiveness means that you don't want to own up to your actions, and that is very cowardice. And when you do that, it doesn't make your partner respect you, okay? And we all do this unconsciously because we don't want the finger pointed at us. Maybe we've been shamed in the past by our parents before. Maybe we've been shamed by another spouse before. Whatever the case may be, all right? Defensiveness is just a form of our ego protecting us, but it just does not go well in a relationship if you're not owning up to what it is that you're doing, okay? Masters of relationship always accept responsibility, okay? They're always saying, you know what? You're right. I totally did not mean to do that, but you know, you're right. I did that and I'm sorry. Okay. Masters know that when something they did wrong rubs someone the wrong way, they're going to own up to it because that's not their intention. Okay. It's a very simple rule. You know, just don't be defensive. All right. Number three is disrespect and contempt. Okay. Disrespect goes without saying. Contempt is one of those things that, you know, you're speaking down to them. You feel as if you're talking from a higher place, or you're calling names, or you're condescending. Okay. These are the people that are trying to position. And so that does not bode well in relationships. Okay. It's not about who wins. It's not about, you know, me being in control and higher than you. It has nothing to do with that. So masters, what they do is they're proud of the people that they love. You know, they do the little things in the other person's life to make them understand that it's not about disrespect. It's not about you and I not seeing eye to eye. You know, it's about going on the same page and always, always coming back to that middle ground. All right. They say another four, this is the fourth horseman of this final, I guess these points that I'm trying to get across, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, is stonewalling. All right. What stonewalling is just emotional withdrawal. I don't know if you guys have ever had an argument with your spouse and the person just does not care anymore. They have no regard to what you're saying. All their body language is turned off. They're not even looking at you. They could be reading a magazine. And they're just completely disconnected and closed off. That's stonewalling, and that's emotional withdrawal. I mean, we see it a lot in men. Men will do it a lot, because, you know, we just don't want to fight anymore. And it seems as if our intentions are ill, but it's honestly because we're sick of fighting and we don't want to let that side out. So we'll just stonewall and not show any emotion. Maybe she'll give up. That's what most men think. Okay. So in that moment, you have to understand that, and it is a four horsemen, because if you start doing that, you know, we all have needs. All right. And if we're not being met with our needs, people are going to look elsewhere for them. It's just a fact of life. So you need to learn how to maintain that intimate friendship that you guys once had. And it's important to be friends as well, not just lovers, because friends won't stonewall each other. I mean, if they do, it's just because of a temporary anger. But I mean, if they do, they're the way that they, you know, combat that is maintaining that intimate friendship. It's like, you know, hey, you want to go to lunch? Sorry about last night, man. Yeah. All right. And it's like you're trying your hardest to be friends, and you're going to do things, you know, that irk each other, but ultimately you're trying to stay friends with each other and maintain that friendship, that close friendship, right? And so these are the four horsemen. If you can realize that you're doing one or all of them, maybe you should start looking at ways to heal yourself from those ego-driven actions and come from a place of love, come from a place of understanding, compassion, empathy, and really take a deep dive into these areas, these four areas of your life where you may not know that you're doing it and you may not know that your partner is doing it. And, you know, be aware. And that's all I have to say about that. Jeez, this podcast went a lot longer than I expected. But because these topics and all these things mean so much to me, I tend to ramble and go on and on a tangent. So I apologize for that. I'm going to wrap this up and hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys can, like I said, rate, review, subscribe. It'll help us out a lot. It gets more eyes on the podcast. It gets it up, and then more people who are kind of down and out, don't know what to do with their relationships with themselves, with their parents, with their brothers or sisters, you know, their spouses, and they're just wondering, what do I do? This is going to help them. Okay? So the more people we can get this information out to, the better, right? And that's all I have for you guys. Rob, your host, signing off. Peace out. All right. I'm going to do a little self-promo here, guys. If you're a divorced dad listening in right now, I have a private Facebook group with thousands of men, all right, going through the same thing. We're there for each other, and we're here to lend an ear, a shoulder, and some support for you if you're going through a hard time right now. All right, I'm gonna put that link up in the show notes. Make sure you guys answer the questions before you come in, and always lead with your best foot forward. You know what, never give up hope. Always know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to go searching for it, and here's that light I'm offering to you. All right, so make sure you guys come join. That's all I have for you. Rob, your host, signing off. Peace out.